Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Who would have ever thought? I mean, have you even known about the Selective Service? There was a law passed, I believe it was in 1940 during FDR's presidency, about registering men for war. It was for the draft. And in that, they, if you were between the ages of 18 and 25, you had to register for the Selective Service. And in registering for the Selective Service, that means the moment they were going to have a draft, then they wouldn't, they would call on you. And they did, as a matter of fact. That's what happened during Vietnam. And that's what, when they begin to call a draft, it's they start drawing a particular number. Well, this is what happened, actually. When they kicked in the draft, everybody that registered was given a number, sort of like a lottery number today, where somebody goes out and they play the lottery and they have a particular number, and if your number gets picked, you win $1 million. Where in the draft, if your number gets picked in that lottery, you go to boot camp, you get a physical, you go to boot camp, and you go to war, and next thing you know, you're in Germany, for example, in World War II, fighting a war. This is what took place. And, you know, it's different. When you think war is always about, hey, that's somebody else is going to do that. But when a draft kicks in, that's when it could be you. Your number could be drawn tomorrow. And think about this. Ash Carter, the Secretary of Defense, right after they said women can be in combat, they can be right out there with everyone else in combat. That was the immediate thing that said earlier on in the laws that said specifically, the reason why women will not be allowed in the Selective Service and have to register for the draft, because that was not a reality. But now that's a reality. We're going to be talking about today that they're discussing right now, women along with men, as men have already been doing, are going to have to register to be drafted in the military. Can you imagine your daughter or your wife, her number being drawn? Next thing you know, they're loading her up and sending her out to go to war. It's just a shock. But let's go back to 1940. 1940, President Roosevelt draws the very first number after that law was passed, the Selective Service law, and it's all men at this point. There's no women in the draft. And a number gets picked. And you'll hear in the background, it's a short video, you'll hear in the background a woman, she'll just go, wail. She'll wail back in the background. You know why? Because she was there and it was her son's number that got drawn. Now imagine your daughter's number being drawn. Let's take a look.
In September 1940, the Selective Service Act was passed, and for the first time in history, American boys were being drafted during peacetime.
You have the confidence and the gratitude and the love of your countrymen. We are all with you in the task which enlists the services of all Americans, the task of keeping the peace in this new world of ours.
President Roosevelt announced draft order number one, the first peacetime draft number ever to be drawn.
Drawn by the Secretary of War is serial number 158.
Did you hear a scream in the background? That's what happens. You draw the number, you weren't planning on going to war, but you had to register, and they draw your number, and no matter if you wanted to be a builder, a politician, you wanted to be a doctor, guess what? Instead, you're going to war, and you're going to be out there fighting for the country. That's what that's about. And so they're talking about, right here, the Washington Post, I believe it is, talking about, you know, the Obama administration is considering proposing changing the Selective Service Act, Defense Secretary Ash Carter's decision he talks about. The White House said Friday, it will work with Congress to consider the Defense Department to bring an analysis of the Selective Service Act, which requires all men of the age between the ages of 18 to 25 to register for the draft. And at that point, that's what it is. But what happened was, when they changed the law just recently, and you know, people were just silent, and they just said, okay, whatever. They said currently, the article goes on to read. It says currently, we got no guidance or indication of anything like this. We're chugging along in our traditional type jobs and registering men 18 through 25. But Congressmen are starting to say according to this article, is, well, now we got to begin to register women between the ages of 18 and 25, because now women can be on the front line of combat. And that was the reason why they couldn't, but now they can be. That's what they're saying. One of those is Representative Duncan Hunter of California, saying it's time now for us to be able to start registering women for the draft. And let me tell you, I'm telling you something. The decisions that are being made right now in America over the last 7 years are to be able to just launch us into a third world war. Now imagine that our daughters and our wives being drafted, and just like our sons and our fathers would be drafted into war. This is where we are today. It is amazing where we come in such a short time. We're going to go to break. When we get back from the break, we're going to talk more about this. But before we go to break, I want you to see one more time. Now imagine, that was what 1940, when they started drawing men's numbers from the ages of 18 to 25. And men that are 18 to 25 today are mandatorily have to register for the Selective Service. So if a war comes up, they can draft you. Now imagine in 2016 that women have their number in there too, and we're drawing out somebody's daughter. Let's watch one more time at a different perspective.
In September 1940, the Selective Service Act was passed, and for the first time in history, American boys were being drafted during peacetime.
You have the confidence and the gratitude and the love of your countrymen. We are all with you in the task which enlists the services of all Americans, the task of keeping the peace in this new world of ours.
President Roosevelt announced draft order number one, the first peacetime draft number ever to be drawn.
Drawn by the Secretary of War is serial number 158.
Dear Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you would help us in America to find our way again.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.